Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Avachim daf Pei Dalid. We left off Pei Gimel and Beis, the two dots about two-thirds of the way down the Amud. So yesterday we began the ninth parak of Maseches Avachim, and we saw the Mishnah at the beginning of the ninth parak, which taught us about the concept of the Mizbeach being Mekadesh, certain things, whatever is ro'i for the Mizbeach, even if there might be a psul in that item. Once it goes onto the Mizbeach has the power to be Mekadesh the item, to the extent that im olu lo yerdu, that if they were placed on the Mizbeach, then they would not be taken down. So we saw in the Mishnah, the Machlokas, a three-way Machlokas, really, between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, where Rabbi Yeshua had said that the only thing that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh is kol sheroi le'ishim, whatever is roi to be burnt on the Mizbeach, roi for the fire. Rabbi Gamliel said it's not only roi le'ishim, it's even roi la'mizbeach, it's even that which is roi for the Mizbeach, meaning even nesachim, even though nesachim are not burnt on the Mizbeach. And then we saw the compromise sheet of Rabbi Shimon, who said that by Nesachim it depends. If the Nesachim are Ba Biglal Atzman, if the Nesachim are Nesachim of Nedava and come without a Karban, then once those Nesachim go on the Mizbeach, Imolu Lo Yerdu. But if those Nesachim are only coming Biglal Zevach, if those Nesachim are only accompaniments to a Karban, then they would not have the same halacha, and in that case, im olu yerdu, because the mizbeach would not be mekadesh them. Today we're going to discuss two additional shitos of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and the Gemara is going to try to come up with a bunch of nafkaminas between the shitos of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili on the one hand, and Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Shimon, the Tanaim of our Mishnah, on the other hand. So that's going to take us to the Mishnah on Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. The Mishnah on Pei Dalet Amud Aleph is going to qualify the halacha that we began the perek with. So again, in the beginning of the perek, we saw that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh certain items Esheroi Lo, even though they might be Pasul. The Mishnah on Pei Dalet Amud Aleph is only going to tell us that only is Legabe certain Psulim. But there were certain other Psulim that are so fundamental that the Mizbeach is not going to be Mekadesh. So we'll see what those Psulim are and what the dividing line, if any, may be between the Psulim that a Mizbeach is Mekadesh and the Psulim that a Mizbeach cannot be Mekadesh. So let's pick up, again, the two dots about two-thirds of the way down the Amud on Pei Gimel Amud Beis. The first word on the line is Shas. So the line begins, Shas HaKosher, where are the two dots? Rabbi Shimon Omer HaZevach Kosher. So Rabbi Shimon, again, at the compromise Shita, where Rabbi Shimon said that by Nesachim, it's going to depend on whether the Nesachim are Ba Biglal Atzman, in which case, Im Olu Lo Yerdu, or whether the Nesachim are Ba Biglal Zevach, in which case, Im Olu Yerdu. So the Gemara now is going to search for a Makar for the compromise Shita of Rabbi Shimon. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Omer HaZevach Kosher. Tatani Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ola, it says in the Pasuk, Ola, Ma Ola Haba, Biglal Atzma, Afka Ola Bon, Biglal Atzman. So just like in Ola, once it goes on the Mizbeach, Im Olu Lo Yerdu, and the Ola's Ba Biglal Atzman, the Ola comes on its own account, so too, Nesachim, which come on its own account, also have the same halacha as an Ola, in Adam Olu Lo Yerdu. However, Yatsu Nesachim Abon Miglal Zevach, however, we come to exclude Nesachim Abon Miglal Zevach, that Nesachim, which come only as an accompaniment to a Karban, they would have a different halacha, and the halacha over there would be Im Olu Yerdu. If there's a psul, they have to come down from the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, now we have the other shitas that I alluded to a couple of minutes ago. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says like this, Mitoch Shanemar Kolon Egev Mizbeach Yiktash, because it says that anybody who touches the Mizbeach, anything that touches the Mizbeach becomes sanctified, Shemeani, so I would assume that means Bein Roi, Bein Sheina Roi. I would think that literally anything that touches the Mizbeach becomes kadosh. It's not only something that's roi for the mizbeach becomes kadosh. So shemayani bein roi bein sheina roi. I might think it's in any case. Tamalomar kvasim. So says Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Tamalomar. That's why the pasuk tells me kvasim. Ma kvasim ruim af kol roi. Just like kvasim are roi le mizbeach, so too, when the Pasuk tells me that Kol HaNogeh B'Mizbeach Yikdash, it doesn't literally mean anything that touches the Mizbeach. It means anything that's roi that touches the Mizbeach is going to be Kodesh, because the anything that touches the Mizbeach has to be like Kvasim. In other words, it has to be roi the Mizbeach. Now, Rabbi Kiva says Ola, but it also says in the Pasuk, Ola, Ma'ola Ru'uya, Afkol Ru'uya. Just like an Ola is roi for the Mizbeach, also anything that's roi for the Mizbeach is going to be Mekadesh through the Mizbeach, through touching the Mizbeach. So the Gemara is going to ask, we just had two drushas that teach me the exact same thing, that the only thing the Mizbeach is Mekadesh is something that is roi for the Mizbeach. So says the Gemara, my benayu. So what's the difference between these two shitas? Sama ravada barahava, Ola sa'of psula ike benayu. That in Ola sa'of puzzle is the nafkamina between these two shitas. Samar maisila me'ola. So Rabbi Akiva, who learned that the halacha is derived from the word ola in the pasuk, so he would say, if you have an ola sa'of, which is puzzle that touches the mizbeach is mekadesh the ola sa'of, because the criteria is that it's got to be like an ola, and this literally is an ola, and therefore the mizbeach is going to be mekadesh it. Umar maisila mekvasim. However, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says the Mizbeach is Mekadesh only those things which are similar to Kvasin. A Keves is an animal. Therefore, the Mizbeach has the ability to be Mekadesh only animals, but it doesn't have the ability to be Mekadesh a bird Ola, which is Puzzle. So that's the Nafkamina between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So says the Gemara, so Mar Maisila Me Ola, Mar Maisila Me Kvasin. Lamar the Maisila Me Kvasim Hoksiv Ola. According to the Mandi Yamar, who learns out from the word kvasim, but it also says ola, so that should include an ola sa'of. So says the Gemara, iksiv kvasim veloksiv ola. No, the reason that it has to tell me both is because if it would only say kvasim and it wouldn't tell me ola, havamin afilim michayim. So I might think that the Mizbeach has the ability to be mekadesh an animal, even if what the animal that goes on the Mizbeach is still alive, meaning if an animal literally walks up onto the Mizbeach, I might think the Mizbeach is Mekadesh it. Tamalomer, that's why it has to tell me Ola. Just like an Ola is an already shechted animal, it's a carbon. So too, the Mizbeach is Mekadesh only those carbonos that have already been shechted. Therefore, Kotzav Rachmana Ola. Therefore, the Pasuk has to tell me Ola. So in other words, the Pasuk tells me Ola not to teach me that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh even in Ola's Ha'of Pasul. The only thing that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh are Kvasim, are real animals. The reason that it says Ola is to teach me that the only type of animal that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh is a dead animal, is a shechted animal that's already been shechted for a carbon. But according to the Madi Amar, it says that we learned it out from Ola, it also says Kvasim. So why does it have to say Kvasim? Why does it say both? It says the Gemara, Iksiv Ola Veloksiv Kvasim. If it would only say the word Ola, but it wouldn't have said the word Kvasim, Havamina Filu Mincha, I would have thought that it includes even a Mincha, because a Mincha is also brought sometimes as a Karban, and I might think that if a Mincha is placed on the Mizbeach, and the Mincha's psula, then I might think that Lacha should be im alulo yerdu, cause of Rachmana, kvasim. Therefore the Pasuk says kvasim, and what we learn from the word kvasim is that the only type of thing that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh is a balchai. Now, it could be a balchai in the sense that it's an oaf, because possibly according to one of these shitas, but it's got to be something that's alive. So right now where we are is we have the shita of Rabbi Akiva, the shita of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The nafkamina between the shita of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili is whether the Mizbeach is Mekadesh and Olas Ha'ov, but both of them would agree that the Mizbeach is not Mekadesh a Mincha, because a Mincha is not a live being. So both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili say the Mizbeach is not Mekadesh a Mincha. Now the question that the Gemara is going to delve into is, what would Rabbi Shimon say about this? Again, Rabbi Shimon is the Shita that we saw in the Mishnah, where he said that by Nesachim, it depends whether Nesachim come Beglal Atzman or whether they come Beglal Zevach. If they come Beglal Atzman, then they are going to be Mekadesh by the Mizbeach. If they come Beglal Zevach, then the Mizbeach is not going to be Mekadesh to the Nesachim. So now we're going to try to figure out how these Shitas of Rabbi Kiva and Rav Siaglili fit with the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, as well as the other Shitas mentioned in our Mishnah. So says the Gemara, Ma'ika Bein Hani Tanoi, what is the difference between these Tanoim, Hani Tanoi de Masnisen? between the Tanam, Rabbi Yekiva, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and the Tanam that are mentioned in our Mishnah. So Amar Rav Papa, so says Rav Papa, K'matzim Shekitshu Bekli Ike Benayu. Well, the Nafkamina is, if you have a Kometz, that was actually Huktash Bekli. So Latana Didan Lo Yerdu. According to our Tanaim in the Mishnah, they would not come down off the Mizbech, because again, what we saw in the Mishnah yesterday was the Mizbech is Mekadesh, whatever is Roy, and it's either got to be Roy leMizbeach or Roy leIshin. The Kometz of a Mincha is actually burnt on the Mizbeach. So it's both Roy leMizbeach and it's Roy leIshin. Now you may recall yesterday in the Mishnah we explained that when it says HaMizbeach Mekadesh Esher Roy Lo, what does it mean, Roy Lo? It comes to exclude a Kometz that was not Huktash Bekli, because that Kometz was never designated to go up on the Mizbeach, because the designation takes effect through the Hektash Bekli. This Kometz was Huktash Bekli. So if the Kometz was Huktash Bekli, it's Roy LeMizbeach. It's also Roy LeIshim. Therefore, according to our Tanam of the Mishnah, the halacha would be Im Alu Lo Yerdu. However, Latane Damasnisa, however, according to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Yardu, then it would come down. Because Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili both say that the Mizbeach is only Mekadesh live beings, either only animals or animals and birds, but it's definitely not Mekadesh a Mincha. So then the Gemara says as follows. Mincha haba b'fnei atzma, if you have a mincha which comes on its own, in other words, it's a minchas nesachim that is burnt entirely on the mizbeach, so the divrei kulan lo yerdu, lo teirid, according to all of the Tanoim in our Mishnah, it's not going to come down. It's the halacha would be im alu lo yerdu. Why? Because it's burnt on the mizbeach, so it's both royal mizbeach and it's royal ishim. Those are the shitas of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. And according to Rav Shimon, remember Rav Shimon had said, if you have something that's not a zevach, as long as that thing is offered on its own account, it also won't come down. So this minchas asachim is offered on its own account, therefore it's not going to come down. However, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, it is going to come down, because again, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, only live animals or birds have the potential to be hooked us through by the mizbeach, not a mincha. So the Gemara now says another case: a mincha ba imazevach. Let's say if you have a mincha that comes along with a zevach. So the divrei Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua lo teired. According to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, it's not going to come down, because the mincha ba biglal zevach is something which is burnt on the mizbeach. Therefore, it's roy lemizbeach and it's roy leishim. According to Rabbi Shimon, the only time something other than a korban is going to become kadosh on the mizbeach is if it's brought by itself. But this is a mincha bal beglal zevach, and therefore it's got to come down, according to Rabbi Shimon. And we already saw, according to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it's got to come down, because they say that the mizbeach is mekadesh only a live animal or a bird, but it's not mekadesh a mincha. So the Gemara walks through that. So mincha ba mazevach l'divrei Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua lo teired, and l'divrei kulan teired. According to the rest of them, meaning Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it has to come off of the mizbeach. Nesachim abav b'fnei atzman, nesachim of yayin that are placed on the mizbeach on their own. So l'divrei kulan yerdu. According to everybody except for the shitas that we're going to mention in a minute, they would come down. In other words, according to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the wine for sure comes down, because again, the only thing that the mizbeach is mekadesh are live animals and potentially birds. That was the machlokas Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and there was the shita of Rabbi Yeshua was that it's kalaroi lemizbeach is going to be mekadesh, and the nesachim of yayin are also roy lemizbeach. However, says the Gemara, ledivri Rabbi Gamliel of Reb Shimon, ledivri Rabbi Gamliel of Reb Shimon lo yardu. But according to the shita of Rabbi Gamliel and Reb Shimon, they would not come down. Why? Because Rabbi Gamliel holds that it's called a roy lemizbeach. Then these nesachim are roy lemizbeach, and therefore, if it's called a roy lemizbeach, im olu lo yardu. And Reb Shimon had the compromise sheet that where Reb Shimon said the only time we say lo teired is when it's ba beglal atzman. Here the nesachim are ba, and here the nesachim are ba beglal atzman, and therefore the halacha would be lo teired. Now the Gemara is going to talk about nesachim that come with a carbon. Nesachim abam im azevach. Nesachim that come with a carbon, l'divrei kulon yeridu, according to everybody, they come down, because the mizbeach is not mekadesh them. L'divrei Rav Gamliel, l'chudei lo yeridu, according to Rav Gamliel alone, the halacha will be lo teirid, because Rav Gamliel was the one who said, kol haroi l'mizbeach, and these nesachim that come with a carbon are roi l'mizbeach, but according to everybody else, they would come down. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef Aglili would say they come down because they're not live animals and they're not birds. Rabbi Yeshua would say that they come down because it's not royal Ishim, because the wine is not poured on the fire of the Mizbeach. And Rabbi Shimon would say that they come down because the only time they stay up is when the Nesachim come on their own. When they come as an accompaniment, they have to come down. So says the Gemara, Pshita, it's Pashut, that Mincha Ba Bifnei Atzma, that the Gemara is not bothered. Why do you need to teach me all of these nafkaminas? I mean, it's very nice that I can make a chart and figure out who holds what in which case, but we have the five shitas. I know what the shitas are, so I could figure out what the nafkaminas are. Very unusual for the Gemara to spell all this out. So it says the Gemara, Pshita mincha abab b'nei atzma tzrichale. The whole progression here in the Gemara was mentioned only to teach me the case of mincha that is offered on its own. Why? Ucha de Rava, to teach me the halacha of Rava. Diyama Rava, the Rava says, Misnadev adam minchas nesachem mechol yom, that a person is able to offer a minchas nesachem each and every day. So it's simply to teach me that that a person can be menadev a mincha. There happens to be a machlokas rishonim whether when a person is menadev the mincha, it's definitely fine flour and water. The question is, does a person have to bring wine also with that? But whatever it is, the shita that the Gemara is espousing is that a person is capable of being misnadev mincha. Says the Gemara, v'nashminan k'derava. So why don't we just say that we're following the shita of Rava? Why do you have to beat around the bush in such an obtuse way? So says the Gemara, nesachim abam im azevach etzrichale. Because it's not only the case of mincha haba b'fnei asma, it's not only the case of misnadev adam mincha. Also, the reason that we have to go through this whole progression in the Gemara is to teach me the case of nesachim abam im azevach, nesachim that come with a karban. To come makriv lu lamachar uliyom achara. Because nesachim that come with a zevach, ideally, they should be brought on the same day as the karban. However, if you don't bring them on the same day as the carbon, you could bring them the next day or even the day after. You could bring them much later. We saw previously in the Masechet Gemara that taught us that you could bring it even 10 days later, meaning that there is no cutoff within which you have to bring those nesachim. So now they're nesachim abam miglal zevach, but at the time I'm bringing them by themselves because I already brought the zevach a couple of days ago. So salkadai dechamina hol v'yamar mar min chasam v'niskayim b'layla min chasam v'niskayim l'machar k'nisachim abam mifnei atzman damu. I might think because the Torah gives me license to bring them even after the zman akravas hakarbon that I should view them as nisachim abam mifnei atzman. And again, this makes a big nafkamina because Reb Shimon had said that the only time we say him olu lo yerdu is when the nesachim come on their own. When they come as an accompaniment, the im olu yerdu. So I might think if initially these nesachim were supposed to accompany a karban, but you wound up bringing them much later, that they have now assumed the status of nesachim above of neyatzman, umodi Reb Shimon de lo yerdu, and therefore Reb Shimon would agree that they don't come down. Kamash malon, not. And therefore, even in this case, Rabbi Shimon would say that they do have to come down, because even though the nesachim are brought well after you brought the karban, they are still considered to be nesachim abam im azevach. So there is a machlokes as to whether. The concept of being able to bring nesachim after you've already brought the karban is a halacha lechatchila, if that's a halacha b'dieved. Rashi says that it's only a b'dieved. However, lechatchila, you're supposed to bring the nesachim at the same time as you bring the karban. Tosfos says that, whether it's lechatchila or b'dieved depends. Baye Korban Sibur, you require Shira, because the Korban Sibur has to be brought with a lot of pomp and circumstance. Shira requires Yayin, and therefore, Dafka Baye Korban Sibur, there's Halacha Delechatchila, you have to bring the Nesachim with the Korban, and it's only Bidieva that you can bring it after. However, by a Korban Yachid, which doesn't require Shira, by a Korban Yachid, even Lechatchila, you could bring the Nesachim of Yayin after you have already brought the Korban. And the Rambam says, no, Lechatchila, you're allowed to bring the Nesachim after the fact, both by a Korban Yachid and by a Korban Sibur. Okay, now we go to the next Mishnah. And again, this Mishnah is going to qualify the Halacha that we saw in the opening Mishnah of the Perek. The opening mission of the Perek told us that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh Esher Roilo, even if the things are Pasul. This mission is going to specify various Psulim that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, and again, various Psulim that the Mizbeach is not Mekadesh. So says the Mishnah like this, Elu im olu lo yardu. These are the following things, if they went up on the Mizbeach, they don't come down. Halon, if something becomes pasul belina, meaning that blood remains in the azara until after shkia, or a murim, which are supposed to be burned at night, remain there until the next day. There happens to be a machlokas that we're going to see in the Gemara, whether these things become pasul belina only if they're in the azara. What if they're placed on the mizbeach, but they haven't yet been burned? Are they outside of the scope of lina once they're already placed on the mizbeach, even though they haven't been burned or not? So we'll get to that. But lon, if something becomes pasul belina, im olula yardu vayotze, if it becomes pasul because it leaves the azara, viatame, or if it comes tame, vishenishchat chutzlas manu chutzlim komo, or if it was shechted with a machsheves pigol or a machsheves chutzlim komo, vishakiblu psulim vizarku as damo, or if pasul of people pasul for the avoda, receive the blood or sprinkle the blood. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shenishchat b'layla, an animal, the korban that shechted at night, and the layla's lavzman shchita, v'nishpach dama, or if the blood falls on the ritzpas ha'azara, v'yasa dama chutz l'klaim, or if the blood leaves the boundary of the azara, im olsa teiret. So Rabbi Yehuda argues that these three things, that if they go up, even if they're placed on the mizbeach, they do come down. But the Tanakhama would say that all these types of psulim, im olu lo yardu. Reb Shimon Omar, lo teired. Reb Shimon, however, says, no, they don't come down, like the Tanakhama would say. Why? Sure, Reb Shimon Omar, because Reb Shimon says, kol shepsulo bakodesh, anything where the psul comes in the kodesh, hakodesh makablo, the kodesh is makabel, lo ayapsulo bakodesh, ein hakodesh makablo. However, if the psul does not come bakodesh, Then the kodesh is not makabelet. So in other words, it's got to be the type of thing where the psul is bakodesh. What does it mean that the psul is bakodesh? So we'll see that after we read the next part of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah continues like this: the elu shelo ayu psulim bakodesh, and these things are not considered to be psula bakodesh. Haraveya, va'anirvan, animal that was involved in an act of bestiality, va'amukza, or an animal that was designated as avodah zara, va'anevad, or an animal that was actually served as avodah zara, va'esnan, or an animal that was used as a payment for a zona, va'mechir, and a mechir kele, va'kalayim, va'atrefa, and a trefa, and kalayim, va'yotze dofen, and an animal born by C-section, u'balei mumin, and also a balmum. All of that is going to be ein psula bakodesh. Rashi over here points out that psula bakodesh means mishebasa la'azara nifsala, that they became pusul once they enter the azara. So something like lon or yotze or machshavos that the kohen is having during the shechita, or a chesaron in the person who is receiving the blood, all that happens in the azara, therefore that's considered to be psula bakodesh. Tosfos over here, if you look at Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil Kol, he says, kol she psula bakodesh she'ira li'achar shchita she'nizkadesh b'kli k'deprishis le'el. That Tosfos says, kol she psula bakodesh means it's a psul that happens li'achar shchita. However, a psul that happens before shchita is not psula bakodesh. Why does Tosfos not hold like Rashi? So Tosfos doesn't say like Rashi, because how does Rashi know that some of the things on the second part of the list, meaning the things that are so bad that im olu yerdu, how does Rashi know that those things can happen in the Azara? For example, Roveya Nirva, it's possible that the animal could commit an act of bestiality even in the Azara. So according to Rashi's criteria, that called Shapsula Bakodesh means anything that happens in the Azara, this could also happen in the Azara. So the Achronim explain the Shita of Rashi, that Rashi doesn't mean that it happened in the Azara. It's any psul that can only happen in the Azara. And a psul in the Avoda of the Karban can only happen in the Azara. Masha'in kein a psul like Roveya Nirva, yes, hypothetically it could happen in the Azara, but it could also very well happen outside of the Azara, and therefore it's on the second list, not on the first list. Okay, so we saw all these things that imalu yerdu, and that list included bale mumin. And however, the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Akiva machshir b'bale mumin. Rabbi Akiva is machshir b'bale mumin. Meaning, what does machshir mean? Machshir mean doesn't mean that they're kosher for a korban, because you're not allowed to bring a korban that's a bal mum. But what it means is imalu lo yerdu. That Rabbi Akiva says by a bal mum, imalu lo yerdu. And the Gemara is going to explain later that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold that by all bali mumim. There are some bali mumim that are so bad that imalu yerdu, he's talking about a bal mum that is a bal mum because of a dukan sheba'ayin, because of a cataract or something like that. A minor, almost imperceptible mum, that type of karban, imalu lo yerdu. Now, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim Omer, Docha Ya Abbas Bali Mumen Me'al Gabi Mizbeach. And Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim says, well, I saw my father, who was the Kohen, who used to perform the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, whenever he would see a Bal Mum, he would pull the Bal Mum off of the Mizbeach. The Gemara is going to explain to us what Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim is coming to teach us that the Tanakhama didn't already teach us, because it seems like he's simply repeating the Shita of the Tanakhama. Now, Kashem Shem Alu Lo Yerdu, just like im alu lo yerdu, that if they go onto the Mizbeach, then they don't come down, kach im yerdu lo yalu. Also, if they fell off the Mizbeach, then they're not put back up on the Mizbeach. In other words, if you have a karban that's kosher, that's burning on the Mizbeach, we saw this yesterday, and a piece of the karban pops off the Mizbeach, the halach is you have to put the piece of the karban back onto the Mizbeach. These things, even though technically if they're brought up, they don't come down, if they come down, they're not brought up. The Sfas explains that's because all of this is toloi in the Mizbeach being Mizakeh in the item. That in other words, these things are puzzles. They don't really belong on the Mizbeach. But once you put them on the Mizbeach has a schus, the Mizbeach has a chelek in those items. However, if the item falls off from the Mizbeach, then the schus that the Mizbeach has is paka. The schus that the Mizbeach has goes away, and therefore you don't have to put it back up. Okay. If any of these animals go up when they're alive, then you do bring them down. If you have an ola that walks to the top of the mizbeach, you have to bring it down again, as we just said. But shachta barosh mizbeach. However, if you shechted on the at the top of the mizbeach, then yafshet v'yintecheh bimkoma. Then you should skin the animal and you should dismember the animal, and then you should burn it on the mizbeach. So says the Gemara. Satani Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Zos hi ha'ola. It says in the Pasuk, Tzaves Aaron Vezbanav Lemar, Zos Torah Sa'ola hi ha'ola. So there are three miyutim here. Elu Gimel miyutim. These are three miyutim. And again, so Rabbi Yehuda was the Shita who said that these three things, Imolu Yerdu, Prat Lenishchata Belaila, Veshenishbach Dama, Veshiyatza Dama, Chutz Leklam, Shem Olsa Teret. From the miyut in the Pasuk, Zos Torah Sa'ola, he learns that dafka, those three things, im alu yerdu. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon darshans the pasuk differently. Rabbi Shimon says, ola, ein li ela ola ksheira. I only know that an ola that's kosher should be brought on the mizbeach. Minayin l'rabba shenishchata b'layla. How do I know to include even an animal that shechted at night? Vishenishbach dama, or where the blood fell. Vishi yetzah dama chutz l'klam, or where the blood left the klam of the azara. And in all those cases, Rabbi Yehuda says, im alu teireid. Rabbi Shimon would say, im alu lo teireid. Those are all the things mentioned in our Mishnah. blood that's supposed to be sprinkled below the chutah sikra that was sprinkled above. Ulamala shenasam lamata. Vanitanim b'chutz, and blood that's supposed to be applied to the mizbeach achitzon shenasam b'fnim. B'fnim shenasam b'chutz. U'pesach v'chata sheshavtan shelo lishma minayin, and also a pesach and a chatas that were shechted shelo l'shem b'ilim, meaning that they're pasul. How do I know that if all those things go onto the mizbeach, then they should not come down? Tamalomar Torah Sa'ola, Riba Torah Achas L'chala Olin. The Torah told us that there was one halacha for everything that goes on to the Mizbeach, Ishem Olu Lo Yerdu, that once they go on the Mizbeach, they do not come down off of the Mizbeach. Well, says the Gemara, if the Torah teaches me one halacha, L'gabe everything that goes up on the Mizbeach, then no matter how bad the psul is, the halacha should be Im Ola Lo Teret. Yachal shani marbe. So I might think that I should come to include in this halacha haroveya vea nirva va muksa vea nevad vea estanu mechiru kalayim atrefa viyotzei dofen. All those things that we said in the Mishnah im ala teirade. So if there's only one halacha, why do we distinguish between the items on the second list of the Mishnah and the items on the first list of the Mishnah? Tamalomar zos. Because there's also a miyot. In addition to a riboy, there's a miyot. Says the Gemara, Umaray Salarabas Aselu Lohosi Aselu. So how do I know, though, that I should include the ones in the first list and exclude the ones in the second list? So, Achar Shariba Hakasav Umiyot. Well, once we have a riboy and a miyot, Marbani Aselu Shayapsulam Bakodesh, Omotsani Aselu Shaloy Apsulam Bakodesh. Well, it makes sense. We have a riboy and a miyot. So I know I include some things in the halacha of Imala Lote, right? And some things are excluded. So it makes sense that anything that's psula but kodesh, where the psul can only happen in the kodesh, that the halacha there would be imala lo teired. But the things where the psul is not but kodesh, the halacha would be imala teired. Okay, says the Gemara, Rav Yehuda maisila mehacha. Rav Yehuda learns out from here that lon and yotze, etc., are all included in the halacha of imala lo teired. Why do we say that if you have blood that was lon overnight, that it's kosher? Meaning not it's kosher because it's actually pasul, but im ala lo teirid. So why do we say that lon im ala lo teirid? Because sharei lon kosher be'emurin. Because there is no psolina by emurin. Because emurim are supposed to be burned at night. So the question is, why is blood that sits until after Tseis HaKochavim kosher to be put on the Mizbeach in the sense of the Mala Lo Teired? Because if I have a Murim, which remain in the Azara after Tseis HaKochavim into the night, the halach is that the Murim can still be put on the Mizbeach. So Lon Be'i Murim kosher. Why are Lon Be'i Murim kosher? Why are the Murim kosher to be put on the Mizbeach in the sense that the Mala Lo Teired, if those Murim were in the Azara until after Netzach Hamah of the subsequent day, Sharei Lon Kosher B'Basar, because Lon is kosher by Basar, meaning, Rashi points out, by a Basar of Shlamim, which can be eaten L'Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad, that even if the Basar Shlamim sits for a day and a night into the next day, it's still going to be kosher. So, why do I say Yotze? Why do I say Yotze im ala lo teired? Shai Yotze kosher babama. Because Yotze is kosher by abama, meaning b'shas heter abamos, which we're going to see probably in about a month's time, a lot about all the bamos. But b'shas heter abamos, there was no requirement that you bring karbanos in a Beis HaMikdash. So there was no psul Yotze at the time that abama was a personal mizbeach, that you were able to erect anywhere. So lon is kosher. So yotze rather is kosher by abama. Tamei, why by tamei is the alachem alolotei raid? Hol v'hotur lavoda tzibur, because tumah hotur b'tzibur, and therefore you're allowed to perform a tumah an avoda tzibur even b'tumah. Chutz lizmano, why is chutz lizmano? Why is the alacha there im alolotei raid? Hoel umarase lipigulo. Because there is a ritzui for pigle. So what does that mean? There's a ritzui for pigle. So we've seen way earlier in the Masechta, the halacha is that a korban can become pigle. Again, a machshavas pigle is a machshava that you're gonna either eat the korban, eat the basar of the korban, or burn the korban on the mizbeach chutz lizmano, after the appropriate time. Now the halacha is that the only time a machshava of pigul is going to work to invalidate the karban is when the rest is when Karav HaMatar Kemitzvasa, is when the rest of the Avoda was brought Kemitzvasa. So we see, so the Gemara is saying, it's like, it's an interesting thing that the Chutz Lizmano has an element of Ritzui to the Mizbeach, because the only way you could passel something with a Masheves Pigol is if the rest of the Avoda is done in a proper way, in a kosher way. And therefore, Chutz Lizmano, we still have some sort of connection to the Mizbeach because it requires the rest of the Avoda to be done properly. Chutz Lizmano, if I have in mind Chutz Lizmano, all viskish Chutz Lizmano, because we've seen already in the Gemara, in this Masechta, a ton of times, that there's a hekesh between Chutz Lizmano and Chutz Lizmano. Now, Shekiblu Psulim Zarku es Damo, that also the case of Shekiblu Psulim, where puzzle of people accepted the blood or sprinkled the blood. Why is the halacha there a malalote, right? Banach Psuli Dechazu Lavodas Sibur. We're talking about the type of puzzle people who would be fit for Avodas Sibur. Who are the types of puzzle people who would be fit for Avodas Sibur? Kohanim, who are Tameh. That for an Avodas Yachid, they are going to be ineligible to the Avoda. However, for an Avodas Sibur, where we say, Tuma Hutra Bit Sibur, they are going to be kosher for the Avoda. So says the Gemara, this is the weirdest drasha I ever heard. The Chidanin Davar Shalo Bechshero, Mi Davar Bechshero. You're trying, can you actually learn something that's not kosher from something that's kosher? You ask me, how do I know that lan bedam, that if the blood stays until after tzeis, it could go on the mizbeach in the sense that a malolo teired, because lan beimurim is kosher. The imurim don't have to be burned until the morning. That's why there's no halacha, there's no psul of lina by imurim. But the dam has to be burned before the night. So similarly, you're going to tell me, how do I know that lan beimurim is kosher? Because the basar of a shlamim could be eaten for 2 days and a... Who cares that the basar of shlamim could be eaten for 2 days and a night? The imurim have got to be burnt before the end of the night. You're going to tell, how do I know that yotze emololotei, right? Because b'shas heter abamos, there's no psul of yotze. But we're talking about a situation where there's a beis hamikdash. So if there's a beis hamikdash, there is a psul yotze. So how am I learning that these things have an element of acceptance to the mizbeach? Because in a totally different scenario, they'd be okay. That doesn't make sense. So it says the Gemara, Tana azos toras ola riba samachle. Well, you know, you're right. And that's why what this Tana is relying on. I remember first we had a pasuk. It says Zos Torah Sa'ola, where Zos is a Riboy, and we said, well, we have a Riboy and a Miyot, so we're gonna be marba everything on the first list in the Mishnah. We're gonna be mamayate everything in the second list of the Mishnah. The reason that we have to ground this in a pasuk is because if I try to approach you and explain everything to you from the perspective of logic, it's not really going to make that much sense, because you could question the logic in counting some of these things on the various lists. Therefore, even this Tana is really going to rely on the pasuk. He's only using logic to explain perhaps a bit why the pasuk is marbe certain things but excludes other things. All right, so here's a good stopping point. We will stop here. The rabbi is back tomorrow and Sunday, and I will pick up again, God willing, on Monday.